expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Again, this is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We welcome to another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. God bless you. I'm Mayor Arnold. Welcome also those here at Mike Live. This is the day the Lord has made and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We got a lot to cover today. Some things are heavy on my heart, things going on in the news, and things I want to help protect the body of Christ from. There's been a lot going on, and of course, in the circle of the rich and the mighty and the powerful, from Jesse Smollett to the owner of the Patriots, to a comedian that's just committed suicide, to R. Kelly. There are so many things going on around us, and we need to be very aware of the spirit of intercession and praying and lifting up men and women of God. And also, God is humbling, God is bringing down, and God's letting people know just because you have money and riches doesn't mean that you're safe. You're going to have to get your heart right with Christ just like everybody else. And I've been speaking lately about that the very gift that's supposed to bless you can become the same gift that curses you. All right. So your money, your riches, your fame, your fortune, it doesn't mean you're protected from the devil. Sometimes you're more open to him because of the trickiness of riches and the love of money. And the psychological thinking is that because I have a whole lot of money, I can do what I want to do. And sometimes that is the case. Can't judge all situations, but it does make me very aware and very humbling to understand that your trust and faith in Christ is the key to everything, because you're going to need Jesus. You're going to need him. And these predicaments coming up, these court cases, I'm praying for these men and women. May the spirit of Christ cover them as we go into this time of exposure and time of correction, and also the time that says judgment starts in the house of the Lord. All right. Good afternoon to Amir. Good afternoon to Steve G. When our spirits are in this image for you, for your faithfulness, a prayer for you around the clock. Pastor Sharon, this image for you. President Crystal, this image for you. Good afternoon to all of you who are tuning in. And we got a lot to cover, but there's some good stuff. And I need for you to go to the book of Exodus chapter 4. Go to Exodus chapter 4. I want to continue to talk about some stuff I started today, but I'm going to name this a little bit different. So this is a little bit different than what I've been teaching on, but here is the message. Learn to pick up the gift properly. That's the name of it. Learn to pick up the gift properly. And this is very key to what I call kingdom success. You have to know how to use the stuff that God has loaned you properly. You don't own it. It was loaned to you. And you got to ask God, how do you use it? Because if you use it the way it should be used, it should enhance who you are. Now, if you've been watching me lately on Mike Live and AI 237, I've been talking about a couple of subjects. I've been talking about the big cat called the cheetah. Although it runs at 60 miles per hour, it has its own set of weaknesses. A cheetah would not run up against a tiger or a lion. It can outrun a tiger and a lion, but it would not fight a tiger and a lion because of the massive makeup of a lion and a tiger's body. But something about the animal kingdom, I think that we should learn as human beings, that whatever gift you have, whoever you are, you need to embrace it and celebrate it. And not complain and fuss that you want what someone else have. You know, if you're short, you want to be tall. If you're tall, you want to be short. You know, if you're Hispanic, you want to be black. If you're black, you want to be Hispanic. You know, it's like we never satisfied to what God has given us. And God has given us all things we need to prosper and to do what he's called us to do. And so let me give you some of the strategies of what a devil likes to do. The devil wants God to give him the stuff and then tell God, okay, God, I'll take it from here. I don't want you to guide me how to use this stuff. I don't want to use it for your purposes. I just want the stuff so I can do what I want to do with it. And that's exactly what the devil does. I want to take what God's given me and use it for my own demise, for my own what I want to do with it. The other day, I picked up a couple of ladies who were going to a show. And it seemed like they were bragging about how they used their gift to take advantage of people and using their beauty to strip rich men of their money in their pocket. And I said, look at this gift of beauty that they're using in a perverted form and fashion. Very beautiful women. But their whole meaning of using the gifts was not for glorifying Christ. It was to take money out of people's pockets and use the power of sex, spirit of whoredom, and rape the men of their riches and use their beauty to do it and get paid for it and then be excited about it. And it seems that's exactly what a devil likes to do. It doesn't want God to tell it how to use the gift. So that's why I call this message today, how to use the gift properly, how to pick it up, use it the way it should be used so that the kingdom of God could advance. Now, everything I do on my radio show here is to show you how to use the Bible wisely and use it proficiently and use it accurately so that the kingdom could be advanced, so that souls are saved, disciples are made, and we could turn neighborhoods into positive community turn neighborhoods into positive communities and watch God raise people up and watch the spirit of suicide stop, the spirit of depression stop, the spirit of distress stop, the spirit of hanging yourself stop. Because these are all spirits that are coming against many men and women of God. And because the church of today is more into attending services and not learning how to serve, we've been confused and bamboozled. So if you go to Exodus chapter 4, I'm going to lay out something for you. And I probably taught this before, but every time I teach it, I don't teach it the same way, because I have to teach according to how God lays things on my heart. And my job in this time coming up, my job and the season I'm in, I want to raise up about 318 leaders who wants to minister, who wants God to use them in the way that God wants to use them. I'm not chasing after trying to make folks come to a Sunday morning service. This is not my forte this season. I want to find people who do things on Sunday, they work on weekends, they're not interested in the Sunday morning experience, but they still want an encounter with Christ. They want the culture of the kingdom, and they want to know how to prosper and do it in such a way that Christ is glorified. So I'm going to be speaking to you for a few minutes about what I call the apostolic mantle. And I'm going to talk about why we're missing the spirit of Moses today. And this is why a lot of gifted and talented individuals are not using their gifts the way God wants them to use it. And just because something works well for you doesn't mean Christ is pleased. Just because you can take God's gift and make money off of it or become popular or gain this world's fame doesn't mean God is pleased. As a matter of fact, God told the Jews, he said, y'all gonna make me a house to live in. He said, how you gonna make me a house to live in? He said, don't I own that house? He said, I gave you the material to make the house. He said, what kind of house can you really make for me? He said, heaven takes up all of me. I take up all of heaven and earth is my footstool. So really, hold on. You're trying to make me a place to live at. That's not even the focus. The proper gift is I want to live in the hearts of men, and I no longer want to be subjected and limited to the teachings that are according to the law of Moses. I want to move my residency into the hearts of born again men, so by the sacrifice of Christ Jesus, I can dwell in the hearts of human beings. And let me tell you something. If your local church isn't teaching you that God dwells inside of you, the Spirit of God wants to renew you, then you're going to be trapped by the voices of the enemy. Let's go to Exodus chapter 4. I want to show you a particular portion of scripture. I'm going to show you how I use this scripture to bring a four-year college to the city of Patterson. Now, most folks maybe don't know that in 2011, along with a brother named Dominic and myself, we stepped out on the water and bought a four-year college to the city of Patterson, a four-year college called Pillar College, all right? And my good friend Dominic, us together, him and I, wasn't me alone, and a handful of pastors, Pastor Worship Clergy on Fire, Dr. Stephen Rose, president of PCC, Pastor Randall Lassender, Congressman Pascarell, many commissioners of Board of Education, along with Dr. Evans and his assistant at that time was Miss Eileen Schaefer. We did something awesome. We went out and bought a four-year college to Patterson. And this is a Middle States accredited college, which means that all the credits are transferable to any college in the state of New Jersey. Matter of fact, it's the only Christian college that has this highest level of accreditation, the Middle States accreditation. And since then, they've added programs, Masters of Art in Counseling. It also deals with career preparations, a MAC program. It's really ridiculous what God has done with this college since we bought it here. And when I say we, I'm not talking about me by myself. A group of us, those of us who use our gifts, watch this, of networking, picking the gift up properly, having people skills, holding professional conversation across the table, able to connect dots, able to, what I talk about, play the game of chess, knowing how to make the right moves. And so Pillar College has been bought to Patterson. And this is Pillar College, and those you can't see, but it's on my mic live. It's the Pillar College brochure. And those that are in the Patterson area, if you want to go to Pillar College, you want to attend, you can reach out to Pastor Mike. I do have scholarships that will help you go, give you some scholarships. And I got a little pull at the college because we played a role in bringing it to Patterson. And it's continued to grow. Now, Pillar College is its own independent college, the only four-year college right now in Patterson. Now, I heard that Montclair and William Patterson are trying to make their way back here now because Pillar done stirred up some stuff. And this small, faith-based Christian college is moving stuff. And so I'm so glad to know that I am a student at Pillar College. I'm working on my bachelor's in psychology. Amen. And when I come out, I'm going to go into the master's program and get my doctorate. I'm going to be Dr. Michael McDuffie, and I'm working on that as we speak. But many of you who are watching me, you are believers, and you need to get some of this stuff under your belt. Why? So you can use your gift properly. Has a master's program. We have a business program. We have a master's program in psychology. And when you finish this course in master, you can go into your own practice. You have, of course, you get your degree in teaching. You can get your degree in, of course, business. You get your degree in communications. And they're going to be adding other other majors because we made a decision to pick the gift up properly. And if you want to learn about this, stay close to Reverend McDuffie. When I offer you stuff, jump on the line, learn, embrace. You're going to learn a lot more than just Sunday morning hooping and hollering services. And I hooped and hollered for 40 years. Now I'm into a point of looking for leaders to raise up that would take my place, that would take my mantle and do something that's never done before. I want to push you to your next level of success, but you got to stick with me. You can't just pick the ball up and drop it because you're mad at me, man. You know, unfaithful, won't stay consistent. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those who wants to do something what I call in a historical form and fashion. So here I am now sitting at www.mikebroadcastddv.com, the home of Blue, where Brother Danny is the owner of the station, along with Brother Steve Olympia, and of course my engineer, Brother Robbie. And we're taking this glorious gospel of the kingdom around the world through social media. And all you need is a phone. And they created this type of studio, man, that I think is what the church needs today. Because there's so many people that want the kingdom, but they don't want that regular church service on Sunday morning. They want Jesus. They just don't want to do it the way you want to do it. They want to have a place where you can commune and come together and talk and fellowship and sharpen each other. But they don't want to be in a church at 11 o'clock hour. So what else do we have to offer? What are the other options? Maybe God wants this church to gather once every 3 months. And the other days, work on the phone, do social media, do webinars. This is what we're going towards. So I'm trying to tell you, God is showing me how to pick the gift up properly according to the time zone that we are in. All right, now. In the book of Exodus chapter 4 describes to you how a minister is going to be equipped and trained how to bring down spirits of domination, slavery, and economic strongholds so they could be loose to become the people of God they're supposed to be. Now, you see how I took Exodus? Now, when you look at the word Exodus, it means exodus, which means to exit. Exodus, which means to go out that door. Exodus, that's what it means. Exodus means to exit out the door. All right. When you think of the name Moses, it means to be drawn out. All right. So Moses was born with a name of pulling folks out. He was a deliverer. But Moses had his problems. Now, he had his strength. He had what I call the cheetah. He knew he had a strength of leadership. Problem is, it had not been cultivated. It had not been to the mountaintop and met with God. He had a desire to deliver his people, but because he had not had an encounter with Christ or God, he tried to deliver in his flesh and end up murdering somebody. He hid the body in the sand, and when the word got out there was a murderer, Moses took off for the wilderness, and he got lost in the wilderness. He met his wife Zipporah, had a beautiful father-in-law. He had settled down, and after 40 years, he stayed in the wilderness to take care of sheep. And he does like some of us. I'm retired now. I don't have time for ministry. I'm gonna do what I want to do. And at the age of 80, Moses was called to return back to the land of Egypt to rescue God's people after being in bondage for 430 years. And Moses had said in his mind, I'm not using my gift for that. I'm not going back there. Be very careful what you're not going to do. Be very careful when you tell God, I'm not going to do that, because God will wear you down. God will do that to you, Nicole. God will wear you down, Martin Smith. God will wear you down, Joseph T. Hutchinson. God will wear you down, IG. He'll wear you down, especially if someone is interceding and praying for you to show up. Sometimes your greatest enemy is not the devil. It's people praying for you. That becomes your enemy. Sometimes it's not the devil. It's your parents' prayers. Sometimes it's not the devil. It's the intercessory prayer that's going on behind the scenes. And the spirit realm must give a harvest. You know, so sometimes your intercessory prayer partners are causing you the problem. So you want to go astray and live the life you want to live. And you mark for Christ. Remember Mark for Death by Steven Seagal? Remember the movie Mark for Death? Definitely me, Mark for Christ. You're marked for Christ. You try to party, try to take drugs, you try to hang out in the scene, and your spirit ain't jiving because you got an anointing on you. You're in a party dance, and someone look over you and say, you know what, you shouldn't even be here. They look at you, the sinner look at you and say, I don't feel you should be here. I think you should be ministering. The sinner be ministering to you. Why? Because you didn't use the gift properly. So what you're going to see in Exodus chapter 4 is God equipping Moses to return to Egypt so that Moses can pick up where he left off at. I'll say it again. He's going to show Moses how to return to Egypt so he can pick up where he left off at. Because Moses ran out because he tried to deliver in his flesh and he murdered somebody. So while he out on his hiatus or 40 years in the wilderness, you know, he has decided, I'm not going back. You remember the scene of Lion King when Simba left and Scar took over his throne, and Simba went out. He started hanging out with that pig, that little animal, and he had made up in his mind, I'm not going back to Egypt land. I'm not going back to the land, because Scar was in charge and Scar was running the kingdom in the ground. And this little monkey, I think it was like a baboon type of guy, he goes, right? The baboon is really the Holy Spirit, goes and tries to guide Simba to return back to his place of authority and take back his throne. And Simba was saying, I'm not going back there. I'm done. I'm finished. I quit our ministry. I left the local church. Be very careful what you say you're not going to do, because God will wear you out. You're out of place. People used to do that to me all the time. Chrissy, you should be here. Yes. And so Simba finally yields to the Holy Spirit after he got smacked up in the head with that rod. That little monkey said, Wapaya. He said, why you do that? He said, what does it matter? It's in the past. Move. Go back and get your throne. And Simba returns with the new gang that he met. And they came and overthrew Scar, and he took back his kingdom. Now, that's exactly what Moses did. Moses was chased out due to his own sin, and he had made up his mind, I'm not going back to Egypt to rescue my people. Now, Moses had no problem when God says, I've come down to rescue the people. Moses had no problem with that statement. The problem was when you got to participate in your own deliverance. That's the problem. The problem is you're asking me to participate with this. I didn't mind if God went down and told Pharaoh, let the people go. Hey, I'll be here cheering for you. But that's not how God worked. You know, and that movie is powerful. Yes, that's a powerful movie. And so Moses was saying, that's good. I'm so glad. Go get the people. And when you get them out, let me know you got them out. And God says, no, that's not how I'm going to work. I need you to come so I can send you to Pharaoh to free the people. See, as long as I have nothing to do with it, that's okay. But when God wants to use a Pastor Sharon to do it, or President CVJ to do it, or Linda S. to do it, or Tawan T. to do it, or Micaiah M. to do it, or Jamie M. to do it. See, when we got to buy into the deliverance, when God wants to use us to do it, then there is where the problem is. Because we're not thinking about using our gifts to advance the kingdom of God. We want to use our gift for our own selfish demise, and that's not how the kingdom works. I'm talking about today here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com about how to use the gift properly. If you don't use it properly, you're going to miss what God is about to do. We're going to take a commercial break. It's 2:28 p.m. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back to talk more and more about how to use the gift the way it should be used. We'll come back after. You've been listening and watching www.mikebroadcastddv.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I've been talking about picking up your gift properly, and this is very important to understand this, and thank you, Mike Live, for sticking with me throughout the whole commercial, and of course, this is DDV Radio, and I'm teaching you more and more that there's a way that you pick up your gift so that when you use it the way it should be used, you're going to free people. And nothing makes people feel better than you begin to tell them that they call for such a great calling. And not just the apostles, not just the prophet, and not just the pastor, evangelist, teacher. It's the blue collar worker. It's the white collar worker. It's the actor. It's the singer. It's the one that owns the NFL football team. These are things that God wants to let us know that he wants to use us. But if no one ever told you that you're called the ministry, like I'm called the ministry, we create this false model that the guy up front supposed to do everything and I don't have to buy into my deliverance. Be very careful what leadership you sit under. Be very careful, listen, of the people that's training and equipping you. This is why I love Facebook. I love Instagram. I love Twitter. I love any social media platform that allows me to train and equip folk from other churches. Because if you ask the pastor, can you come teach? They won't invite you. They won't bring you in. So you got to be smart enough how to bypass all the preacher blockers and get the gospel out in the public. See, I train my people. I want my other folks to visit other ministries. I want my people to learn from other people because I realize I don't own anybody. And sometimes you are transitioning, training folk and preparing them from other realms of ministry. And then if you still think that you own people, let me tell you something. You got a trick coming. Because I learned this whole thing long time ago. You may think folk are with you forever. They're coming for a season and they'll leave. And some folks will stick with you for a long time and then they'll still leave. And some folks die and go off. And some folks get married and move to Paris. So you don't own anybody. So while you got the opportunity to train and to slice and to cut, do what you got to do. Exodus chapter 4. Let's deal with the call of Moses. Let's see how Moses used his gift so that he's able to go to the land of Pharaoh. Watch this. I said the land of Pharaoh and deliver the people. And God and Moses are having this argument because God is saying to Moses, I need you to go and go get my people and bring them out of Egypt. And Moses kept saying, who am I that I can do this? Why don't you go yourself? I'm not going. You got to be crazy. I'm not going. This is the Mike McDuffie Patterson version. I'm not going. I don't want to go there. I ran from that. No, I don't want to go there. And God kept talking about, you know, I stretch out my mighty hand. I stretch out with signs and wonders. You even go to each woman and they give you silver and gold. You should put them on your sons and you will plunder the Egyptians. I don't care what you told me. Hello, ANS. God bless you, my cuz, for blessing me with a seed. I pray for you continually, cuz. Thank you for being faithful to the word today. Then God begins to try to train Moses how to use the gift. And it says, and Moses answered, but behold, Pharaoh and his group, they will not believe me or listen to my voice. For they will say the Lord did not appear to Moses. And then look what the Lord said to Moses. I want you to hear me closely. Now, the word Lord, there is Adonai, which means owner, ruler of all things. And the Lord said to Moses, what is that in your hand? What is that in your hand? What is the talent you have? What is the gift you have? I'm going to take what's in your hand and use it for my glory. Now, at this time, Moses is 80 years old. He got a staff because he's probably old. He used that for support. You know, I watched this with my own father, who's 86 years old. He uses a cane or a walking stick due to the aging and due to the aging of the physical body. So it's a leaning post to help balance the body as the body begins to move forward. He said, what is that in your hand? And Moses said, it is a staff, S-T-A-F-F. Now, if anyone knows anything about business or billion-dollar companies, your staff will determine how well you prosper. If you got a great leader but a bad staff, you're not going anyplace. I'm telling you right now. You have great thoughts and great vision, but if the staff is terrible, if the staff is lazy, if you don't have presidents like CVJ and Pastor Sharon, let me tell you, you're going to miss being what I call quite successful. So your staff is the most important thing when it comes to executing ministry. Verse 3, and God said, throw it on the ground. Now keep this in mind, the presence of God is all in that area because God is standing in front of Moses in a burning bush. He told him to take the shoes off, so God's presence is on the ground. Now, when he throws the staff to the ground, So he threw it to the ground, and it became a serpent. So an inanimated object became a live animal called a serpent. And Moses ran from it. This is very key. Sometimes the very gift you have, sometimes you're afraid of it. The very gift you have has an opposite fear factor to it. My daughter, Symphony, who loves to sing, but sometimes she's so frightened. She's shaking her boots while she's singing because she wants to do well so bad. But the opposite fear makes her run away from her calling. And sometimes I got to be the pastor Mike and daddy Mike and equip her. Said, no, you're singing today. Get yourself ready. Pick out a song. You're singing. And if you don't sing, I'm going to come up front and sing with you. She said, oh, God, I got to sing. My father's trying to sing. Here we go. Watch this. And watch this. It said, then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a staff. He said, throw it on the ground. So Moses threw it on the ground, or really the desert where he was at on the Mount Sinai. And it became a serpent, and Moses ran from it. But then watch what the Lord does to Moses. I want you to see this. And this is why I do SITU. This is why I'm about to do this whole new course at M318. This is why I pastor my church. Because most folks are running from the very gift that's supposed to be used to deliver nations. When you run from God, you run from yourself. If you don't attend church and pay tithes and give offerings, be equipped, you're holding and you're delaying someone's deliverance. Moses is running from the very thing that he's going to use in his hand to bring down the whole nation of the Egyptians until God's people is free. Isn't it amazing to me that the stuff we run from is the very stuff that folks need to stop committing suicide and being spirits of depression and oppression? Nothing is worse to me than to be inside of my high school and see the church youth cursing like the Babylonian youth. Nothing is worse to me than hear men and women tell me they go to church on Sunday and sing in the choir and they tell just as much filthy jokes publicly as the world does. I'm trying to figure out, well, what kind of influence you plan on having on him if he's dealing with suicide? He's not going to tell you. You're just as worse off as he is. So the life you live has an impact around the sinners. So Moses is running from the very thing he's supposed to use to bring deliverance. So the gift is being ran from as not being properly appropriated. Here we go. Now, God gives him what I call an equipping word. But the Lord said to Moses, watch this, put out your hand and catch it by the tail. I love this translation. Which means I need you to stretch your hand out and catch it. So while the snake is moving on the ground, I need you to catch it by the tail. Now that means, Minister Lisa Brown, of course, Heart to Heart Ministries, I need you to catch it, which means it has to be passive aggressive. You got to go for your gift. You can't sit around and wait for folks to feel sorry. They don't like me. They reject me. I'm too light-skinned. I'm too dark-skinned. I'm too fat. I'm too short. I got too big of ears. My eyes too small. Shut up. Grab the gift by the tail. Grab it by the tail. Pick up the gift. Become aggressive with it. Stop waiting for stuff to come to you. Go get it. Grab the thing by the tail. So the Lord gives him a pastoral word. Put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So Moses obeying the pastor, watch how I said that. Moses obeying the pastor, watch this. People that observe my ministry, Pastor McDuffie, and obey me when I tell you to do something, put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So when Moses put out his hand and caught it, it became a staff in his hand. So it started off as a staff. When it hit the soil or when it hit the desert ground, hold on. It became a serpent. And then Moses ran from the gift. And then the Lord gives him pastoral corrections. It's not running from the very thing that's supposed to make you catch it by the tail. And so Moses carries out the instructions that was given him by Pastor God. I'm trying to make it plain for you. When Moses grabbed it by the tail, the gift became into a position the way that God wants the gift to be used. Here is a bombshell. Most of the problems that plague our communities is due to the lack of church leadership having the equipping skills to use their gifts properly. And when the church is not trained how to use its gifts and use it the way it's supposed to, then pharaohs and devils stay in power. So you think you move someplace just to have a good time, and God moves you into a community of people who are waiting for you to use your staff properly. So you think you're going to high school just to get A's and B's in class and go off to college, not knowing God sent you there to get the science teacher saved. See, our mind isn't even near ministry. We think we go to the job just to get paid, and God wants you to minister to the owner of the company who's going to cut you out a check for $1 million, so you ain't got to go to work every day. See, our mind is not even in ministry mode. We think we the world. Your job is not designed to take care of you. God takes care of you. The job you go to is just the ground where you go to sow seed, connect dots, so you can witness to people. See, our mindset really is our own worst enemy, because we sit on the ministries who think that you live for a job. A job can't take care of you. A job is just over broke. And if all you wait, and all, if it's all you want is a job, when the layoffs come and when the income cut down, when the assets begin to be cut back, you're the first one to go. You're not related to the owner. They're not close to you. You got to go. And so I've learned something, that if you don't listen to the instructions, you can miss the way God wants to show you how to use the gifts properly. Look what it says this. So he threw it on the ground. It became a serpent, and Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Again, the Lord said to him, put your hand inside your cloak. And he put his hand in the cloak, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. Now, I don't want to go there. I want to stick with my point, and this is very key here. I want you to get this, Minister Lisa Brown and Pastor Sharon, and of course, Tracy Jackson Pooler, and many of you, Rosetta Robinson, those watching me today, Nicole Raw, Martin Smith Jr., Joseph T. Hutchinson, R.G. Nunn, Stephen G., many of you, Admir Arnold, those watching me after I go off there. It's very important to understand that God wants to train you how to use the gift that he's given you so you can free people from the spirit of Pharaoh. Now, if you are intimidated by Pharaoh, if you think the system is bigger than God's word, you're going to always lose. You got to realize there is a system that's bigger than Pharaoh. Pharaoh represents a system that holds people in bondage. But if Moses is told how to pick the gift up properly, you can perform signs and wonders. He told him to grab him by the tail. Now, let me tell you something. Church folk are the worst for listening to instructions. We can hear people teach on the radio, give you instructions. You can learn from different books you read. But if you don't take the information and study it and apply it, then the very thing you want to accomplish, you'll never do it. God told Moses how to pick the snake up. And this is what he says. Catch it by the tail. Catch it by the tail. Catch it by the tail. Catch. I'm trying to tell y'all. Catch it by the tail. Imagine church folk. I don't want to catch it by the tail. I'm going to just grab it by the head. I don't like it. I'm going to grab. Now, you go reach for the head of the snake. That same snake bites you, poisons you, and then you die. That's why you got to listen to the Spirit of God show you how to operate. That's where church comes in at. And let me tell you something. You're sitting on the church leadership, and that church leadership is not equipping you to be a better you. It's not showing you a better way for your life. My question is, why are you even attending? Why are you going there? What's the reason? For the choir? The whole purpose of church is to equip the saints and to show them how to catch their gift. Catch it by the, how do we today catch it by the tail? I'm glad you said that, President Crystal. Catch it by the tail means the snake trying to get away from you, and you got to be aggressive to catch the gift. When God shows you what's yours, go get it. Stop saying, racism stopped me. The white man stopped me. I got laid off. My boyfriend left me. My girlfriend left me. We make up all these daggone excuses. You got to be able to aggressively and passively see what's in you and catch it. Grab it by the tail. Now, I like this term, grab it by the tail, because a singer can use his singing gift wrong. And the very same gift that's supposed to bless the world will be the same singing gift that will bite them and poison them. I hate to point this out, man, but when you heard Whitney Houston sing in her earlier years, The Greatest Love of All, and the songs that Whitney sung, oh my God, the girl's voice was angelic. And they asked Whitney, where you get it from? She said, I grew up singing in church. Now watch this. That's good. Problem is, most of the churches that many of our movie stars and singers come through were church services. They were not church kingdom equipping services. So the singers wasn't taught how to take the gift and infiltrate the world so that souls and disciples are made. We were told, take the gift, go out, just make money and make us rich. When God wants to show you how to pick the gift up properly and use it so Christ can be glorified. So Whitney gets caught off in a spiral of drugs and addictions that finally ends up being her downfall. And her mother was a prophetess, because her mother said the Spirit of God told her that her daughter would not be with her long. Whitney Houston's mom said that. She said God told her that this daughter would not be with her long. And so God allowed Whitney to come out of her misery. But that spirit jumped on her daughter, Bobby. So Bobby ends up committing suicide in such a demonical way, almost similar to her mom. That's a pattern. So who's equipped to deal with the spirit of suicide? Who's going to show Moses how to pick up the snake properly so that the snake could be returned to a staff so you can use it to deliver you from the pharaohs? Now, when you understand what I'm teaching you, just give me something to drink, Robbie, anything, give me something to drink. My voice is about to go. I really believe that our greatest weakness, Donna and Michelle Smith and Elder Minister Lisa Brown, is that we're sitting on top of gifts. And we don't go to classes. We don't learn how to cultivate it. We don't sit on the ministries that show us how to use the gift properly. And so many of us die. Many of us go to our graves with gifts and never knew we could have used our gift of gab to be on the radio. We could have used our writing skills to write books. We could have used our ministry calling to open up home groups right in a gated community so that souls are saved who may never go to a Sunday morning service. We don't think outside the box. So God is trying to instruct us what we can do for God to use us. Contrary to popular opinion, man, it's not about the super preacher. It's the super team. And anyone that tell me they've been pastoring church for 40 years and you're the only leader that came out the church after 40 years, you're a bad leader. You're a terrible leader. You're terrible. You're terrible. Because you're not going to be the same age forever. You're working yourself out. I'm working myself out of a pastoral position. I want someone to come take my place so I can go do something different. That's what I'm doing. But the problem is we're not trained and taught how to pick the gift up properly. Now let me say this. I'm coming to the end of my broadcast, and I'm trying to paint this picture so plain. Could you believe that the very staff that Moses had in his hand played a very important, that's good, that's all, no matter. So could you believe that the very gift, the very talent, the very staff that Moses had, when it hit the ground, he was running from it, which means that which you are fearful that's inside of you might be the very thing that's needed for your community to get delivered. Got nothing to do with a white man, a devil. It has to do with what's inside of you, what you can step out at. Now, when you look at today's society, now think about it. I want you to see what's going on in today's news. I want you to see this. You have Jesse Smollett, all right, a black man, all right, okay? And you have also, who's in trouble. You have also now R. Kelly in trouble, all right? You have also right now the owner of the New England Patriots in trouble. All right, these are all high class, and you have the college basketball coach that ran into someone on the highway, didn't know it, and killed him. So he got to deal with a spirit of guilt. So all these things are going on around us. Now my question is, who in the church is using their gift to minister to an R. Kelly, to a Jesse Smollett, to the owner of the New England Patriots? Because all of them are caught in the middle of something. And all of them are claiming to be innocent. All right. I got 3 minutes. And my question is, who in that circle is the Moses to them that can free them from the spirit of Pharaoh? But if we're not under ministries that show people how to use their gifts, a lot of stuff they can be delivered from, they'll stay in it unless a Moses shows up. I'd show you today in just a few scriptures of what happens when God equips you how to pick the gift up properly and how to use it the way it should be used. Many of you are waiting for God to give you a miracle, and God is waiting for you to work the miracle. because you refuse to do it. You blame others for what you don't want to do. You drop out. You quit. You give up. I came here. I was done wrong. I was born in the wrong household. I'm black. I'm white. I'm polka dot. I'm green. I got shut up. I want to know you want to take responsibility and execute ministry and use it the way it should be used. This is the book and chapter that equipped me for hotel life. You got that right. And we're going back to hotel life too. We're going to do ministries in hotels. Pastor Sherry, we're going to put ministries inside of hotels. I'm telling you, we're going to do that. I just saw that in the spirit. It's time to put folks in hotels and start ministry in hotels. And folks who stay there need a word while they're there. I'm trying to tell you, man, we about to go some places. Hotel life. Let's not let that name go. Hotel life. Let's lock that name down again. Hotel life. Lock it down. That's going to be part of another ministry under your cap. I got to begin to go. Let me close out this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. We'll be at the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. If there is a rainstorm and it's a heavy rain pouring down, I'll be letting my members know, don't come out, stay home. I'll just teach from my social media page and you send your tithes and offerings in, okay? Number two, let's be aware, M318 SITU and some of the things that's going on, let's stay closely connected to our page. We get ready to go to another level. God's opened up so many doors and I want to take some people with me. If you want to join my M318 circle, inbox me. If you want me to train you as a personal coach, hire me, because that's what I'm doing. I gotta go. I want to thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com and also watching Mike live. Hit me up later. Gotta go. Love you. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the time that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located
located in Livingston, New Jersey. The Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.